Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Excuse my French, my name is Linda, just a French girl in LA hanging out. Hi guys, so it's Linda for Excuse My French, welcome everyone. So basically a French girl living in LA. So I was born and raised in Paris. And I came to Los Angeles 4 years ago, not to become an actress like everybody here, because it seems like all my coworkers, I work at a restaurant, or actors or models, or I don't know, it seems like everybody having kind of a service job here is also in the entertainment industry, or at least in a wait of becoming famous. There's too many people trying to become actors and models here in LA. I think there is not enough movies that are being made for all of you guys. I mean, a lot of them have talents and everything, but a lot of them have been lied to, I believe, by their family or friends. Like, everybody told you you were amazing, and then you came to LA and then you found out the truth. So yes, a lot of people around me really sad, really desperate, and so pretentious. I mean, I have at least once a week a coworker that's an actor telling me, like, this is not where I belong. I need to be, like, somewhere else. This is not my life. Well, then do something about it. Do something about it, you know? So everybody here, yeah, a lot of nice people, a lot of cool people, a lot of, like, you know, interesting. But so many fucking fake people. So many. It's unbelievable. I mean, I think it's the biggest concentration maybe in the world, you know? We say Paris and French people are rude and everything. It's not that we're rude. We don't say things that we don't mean, and we don't waste saliva just like that for free. We don't just like to hear ourselves speak, and so that's why. But when we come talk to you, it's genuine. It's from the heart, you know? So we have, yeah, the acting side of it. We have the plastic surgery side of it. So I work at a place in Los Angeles where you see it all. Everybody needs to be seen where I work. They come and sit in a patio and wants to show off what they just got done. And I have nothing about people doing plastic surgery, but some of you guys, do you have any honest friend that is able to tell you the truth? Because that cannot be, you cannot keep on going like this. You know what I mean? It feels like it's scary. It's really scary. Some of them I don't understand. Once they, if you don't talk, it's okay. If you start talking, you start scaring people. Your face start to pulling towards the back. Your lips start to like swell up, and it looks like you're gonna be drilling or drooling, or I don't know how you say that in English, but anyway, when the saliva comes out of your mouth. So you guys, if you do Botox, if you do plastic surgery, do it. But you need to also train yourself when you speak in front of the mirror, so you don't traumatize the population outside. Be nice. And what else? The flakiness, the flakes. Everybody wants to have lunch with you. And nobody would ever keep their words on it. Nobody. Nobody. We have also that community of French people that are here in LA. I've been to a couple events, but I mean, if it's to meet people that are lying about who they are in France, come on, guys. Come on, I don't have the time for that. I didn't come here to be with the French people. Everybody tells me, oh, you know, you're French. There is a French community. They have parties. And yeah, I know. I left France, papi. Leave me alone. I don't want to do that. I want to be with, like, you know, anybody or, you know, my friends. But it doesn't mean that they have to be French. They don't have to be from LA. They don't have to be from anywhere. You can be Mexican, Puerto Rican, Spanish, African, whatever you want. And it's cool with me. So let's go back to plastic surgery. So it's not so much plastic surgery, but regarding beauty. I saw many videos of people saying how to do makeup like a French girl. Yes, well, how to do makeup like a French girl is just simple. Just do natural and regular makeup. Don't do like painting jobs. Don't do like the... And please, if you put all that foundation on your face, do not forget your neck. You know what I mean? I cannot be looking at you thinking, does she have a mask on or not? This is not acceptable. You know what I mean? If you want to come here and play actors and stuff, image is really important. People tend to slack on it. I used to do some makeovers in Paris and help people with confidence issues to feel better with themselves, find themselves, you know, a way that they could look at themselves in the mirror and appreciate their image. I tried to do this here when I arrived, but it seems like people here think that wearing sweatpants, a pair of hugs, And a Louis Vuitton bag is style. That is not. Okay, you need to check out internet, you ch check out the fashion runways, check out what's going on. This is not fashion, okay? Fake eyelashes, I was saying. Fake eyelashes, you have to be careful, ladies, because or you have to put it on perfectly, or you will look like a sad clown. And this is not acceptable. I mean, I work at a restaurant and I have to watch at your f look at your face, and this is like disturbing, right? So you need to do something for that. Ask some advice. There's enough videos on YouTube. Teach yourself, learn it, and don't let her suffer like this. I don't understand. I wanted to just go to that girl and pull it off of her eyelid. What are you trying to do? Having a bang on your eyelid? No, this is not eyelashes, Belize, okay? I feel like every time there's something coming out, everybody runs for it and pay $300 and just get it because it's the cool thing to do because one of the Kardashians has done it on her like video, Snapchat or Instagram. Oh, fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, they did it, but look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, come on. You know, people have no like personalities. It's crazy. It's crazy. Something else that I wanted to talk about, the annoying neighbors. Neighbors are so annoying. So annoying. If you have a super fucking annoying voice and a motorcycle, you need to choose one or the other. You cannot drop both every day to your neighbors. That's a problem. This is the recipe of how to get hated. Voilà. You know, I have to do some, you know, some mean shit to try to make you understand that you gotta get the fuck out of my under my window with your bicycle so I can have a little bit more sleep and I don't need to listen to your boring fucking conversation with that such annoying voice. What is all this valley accent all about? What the fuck is that? It's not a different country, the valley. And they're talking like it's you come from somewhere else. You know? You have to stop that shit. This podcast, I find it really cool. I don't know if maybe there's only five of us on it and we'll be just listening to each other. It doesn't matter. I just needed to find a way to express myself. So I hope you guys appreciate it. Traffic, also. Let me talk to you about the traffic in LA. People do not know how to drive. It is a fact. And so many times when I was traveling to the United States, everybody was talking shit about LA people, and I was like, they're so mean, maybe they're haters or something. And now I understood there is nothing to hate on but the weather, which this I understand, but anything else that's as really annoying that I've heard about is real. It is reality. It's really crazy. You can just literally walk outside, you know, sit in a coffee shop or you know, in a bar, in a park, wherever, and just wait for like 15 minutes, and you will get enough material to understand why people hate Californian people. I mean, I know you guys are cool and relaxed, but most of you are like faking it. You're not really relaxed. That's a fucking act that you have on, and that's so annoying. I didn't have water, hot water in my building for like 4 days, which was super annoying. But it's fixed now. And what is amazing to me is, hey, you guys talk shit about French people. So many people told me like, hey, you know, I heard that French people, you guys don't shower. You just take bath with your clothes and put perfume in the water because you guys invented perfume. How can I say this to you? Alors, this is something that existed when America did not exist yet. So I understand the time difference for you guys to get, but this is not accurate anymore. We do take shower, and I actually was the only one in my building thinking of warming up some water on the stove, mixing it up with cold water to be able to take a shower every day. I guess that the others or did not wash or took a hotel room to just take a shower, and that's pretty sad, guys. You need to develop that sense of, you know, finding solutions. This is like a major problem. I mean, literally, you can open a company and find solutions for everything because people don't know how to handle it. So they will go for you and they will pay for you to do that. They will pay for you to show them how to put a pan on the stove, put some water in it, let it boil, mix it with some cold water, and be able to take a shower with it. As if it was the next super complicated technique that came up. That's like, it sucks. Being French in America, so you have to stop. I'm talking to all those people, and there is more than we think. The people then come to me and tell me, are you French? Oh, ooh la la. And the famous, ha. I don't know why you guys do that. I feel ashamed for you every time you do it. I do not understand. Who does ha? Is it some sound that you, is it what you hear when we speak? Because this is not at all. It's like if I was gonna mimic you guys and say like round, around, around, round, round. You know what I mean? Some guy one day told me, hey, you, Frenchie, you're welcome. So I had to ask, excuse me? And he was like, yeah, you're welcome for the war. If it wasn't for America, you guys wouldn't be a country today. Oh my God, dude. Oh my God. So that was like the typical ignorance of Connecticut when I used to live in Connecticut, because there is a lot of rich towns in Connecticut, but there is a lot of ignorance as well. Let me tell you that somebody told me one day, my uncle lives, I need you guys to pay attention, in Argentina, in Spain. That person was over 40 years old and went to school here in the US, so something happened in between, and I don't know and don't want to know what it is, but you cannot say that. Argentina is a country and Spain is a country. Okay? And your welcome situation, dude, you were not here during the war. Okay? You were not even in your father's balls yet. So don't even come and sweat me with that shit, because I don't care. And don't have me tell you, like, hey, you're welcome because you're eating French fries and that comes for us. Okay? And what about the Statue of Liberty? I mean, come on, get a life, bro. You know, there are so many things that people misunderstand about France. Some people did not know that we have not only white people in France. Do you guys have television? And I know they keep it short for, because you're such a big country that, you know, you cannot be interested in all the other countries. But you know, we have black people. We have people from Africa, from North Africa. So those are the browns, huh? Arabic, like you guys are Arabs, I heard. So it's North African population. We have Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia. We have some Turkish people, some Russian people, Yugoslavian, Asian, Indian, Pakistanis. It is not a white population at all. It is a mixed population. And the difference I felt is that when I grew up, and I did grow up like in a kind of a modest area, right? Kind of like what you guys would call like the project, but you know, Parisian project, so I guess it's still cool. No, I'm really proud of it, because you get a sense of street smartness that you don't get anywhere else. Sorry for the others, but yeah, and I mean, we grew up together and we were teasing each other all day long, and it was really cool, and there was no, like, you know, we make fun of like differences and stuff, but you know, today we cannot laugh about anything, because if I do a joke, I'm a racist or I'm a feminist or anti-feminist or whatever the fuck, and I don't care. I end up liking animals better than humans, I think. I guess. I think I'll be happier to spend an afternoon in a room with some animals and just look at them and enjoy their presence and stuff than listening to most of people's bullshit. And most of people, I'm being mean, because I don't really, I'm not talking about everybody, but so many people. Entitlement, ungratefulness, pretension. Oh my God. If I let half of what goes in my head come out of my mouth, I guess I end up alone. Which at this point is not such a big deal. I don't mind. I just wanna, you know, be with animals and do spirituality. I don't care anymore. Now, I'm glad to see all those people, because you know, I laugh a lot. I do laugh a lot. A lot of people are funny. There is no more sense of anything. Another fashion situation that I wanted to talk about is really nothing, but it bothered me yesterday. I had a table with four girls, really pretty girls actually, you know, valet, beautiful woman, without the Donald Duck plastic surgery looking style, so we were good. And they had, all of them had the same top, and under the top was really transparent, you can see through totally, and they had a bra. Now, girl, if you want to play that swag, you need to get a nice bra. Where would you get the bra that your mom bought you maybe when you were 12 year old with some little boats on it or something? What is wrong with you? You wanted to play the sexy and you killed it, because with that top, your white bra looks gray anyway, so you look dirty and out of touch. So, I think I should, I don't know, Sometimes I'm thinking maybe I should tell those people, but they're so full of their self that they wouldn't take. If somebody was to come to me and told me, "Hey, you need to stop that," I would question myself, and if I like it, would keep on doing it, and if I don't, or maybe open a question in my head, you know. So yeah, that's my bullshit for today, and I guess I probably bored most of you, or not, I don't know, or maybe my accent was not understandable, so we'll see. And if not, I'll make another one anyway, because I do need to express myself pretty often, so I stay sane. So hope you guys enjoyed, and have a great day. It's time for me to go enjoy some sun. Go for a little ride in Santa Monica. Have a good day.